Okay, a couple questions now for Cyril. Cyril, you mentioned in the pre-call that we're now discovering that a number of people that had died months ago may have died from COVID-19. Can you describe how you found out and how you think it's going to affect the death statistics going forward?
Yes, well, that was disclosed just several days ago, although some of the people may have known it longer. Santa Clara County in California, they said that they had some cases that had occurred back in early February, I think February 4 or February 11, 13, prior to the first case that we thought had been reported in Washington State. I was up there in Washington State in late February testifying in a very major case involving the deaths of two little children. Nobody ever told me a darn thing as I came into the Seattle airport and hung around and then testified in Tacoma and went back to the airport and testified the next day. So in any event, these tests have been done by the Centers for Disease Control on tissues that have been preserved in formalin. It was surprising to me because up until then I did not know that the virus could be identified once it had been placed. When we do an autopsy, like I did three just today, we take representative sections of all the organs and tissues that we have examined, and we weigh and measure and feel, et cetera, and then we take that which we need for microscopic slides, and we take representative sections and we place in formalin the universal fixative. So now, because of that discovery, people can go back, and this fits in with some of the other gentlemen have been mentioning here about diagnosis and treatment and developing plans and so on. Maybe we can learn more about, well, exactly how long has it been around and what did we miss and what could have been learned had we known about some of the early transmission. That is indeed a very, very interesting finding, and I look forward to thinking and reviewing some of the cases that I have done. I want to make a point that a lot of people don't realize when they talk about autopsies and corona patients. A confirmed COVID death, technically speaking, is not really a coroner's case. If a doctor knows a diagnosis, just like he would say staphylococcal or pneumococcal pneumonia or bacterial meningitis or so on, and there's nothing of a possible legal nature involved, trauma, nothing civil, nothing criminal likely to happen and so on, you know, there aren't many offices, if indeed any, that will take that case in. And it's the same thing with corona. I just spoke with the medical examiner down in San Antonio 2 days ago on another unrelated matter, and I asked her if they were doing COVID deaths, and she said, no, they are not. I myself have had a few cases now where the bodies were thought possibly to be corona-infested, and swabs were made. We kept the bodies refrigerated, and then if they were negative, we went back into the autopsy. And if they're positive, then we did not, because where I do my autopsies for counties, several counties in southwestern Pennsylvania, as well as private autopsies for people from different parts of the country sending the bodies, they don't want that facility contaminated. So we're going to be somewhat somewhat hampered, maybe, in terms of autopsy findings, which are, you know, the final result. But I think we'll come to know enough. One of the other problems is biopsies. You see, they can do lung biopsies, but we really would like to get bigger pieces of lungs rather than the fine needle biopsies to be able to study these things. So there's a lot yet to be done and learned about through the pathological investigative processes.
You mentioned the wet markets in Wuhan, Cyril.
Incredible.
And
unbelievable.
You know, there's been, you know, two major rumors about how this disease developed. One is it was the wet markets, and one much more nefarious, that it may have been either accidentally or purposely leaked out
lab.
Of a Wuhan lab.
Yeah.
Is there anything, how would we as scientists challenge one or the two hypotheses that it's either man-made or bat-made?
Well, only if the Chinese, of course, participate, and they will know. They probably already do know. I recall the 27 of the first 41 people that came to be infected in China had been customers in that market. I'm aware that some allegations have been made that either deliberately or more most likely accidentally in a laboratory, which happens to be, by the way, not very far. I think it's just a matter of a couple of miles or something like that away from that market area, that somehow the virus escaped while they were doing some research studies or so on. I do not know and whether they'll really be able to determine that. I think the Chinese perhaps can determine it because they have all of the data there, the demographics and so on, whether they do know it, whether... but I don't know. It's possible that it came from the lab, but I kind of lean toward what had been thought, that it came from the people in that market, went on to the other and so on, and then transmitted by people obviously traveling then to Iran and Italy and Spain and the United States and then all over the world.
Yeah, I'm out of conspiracy theories myself, but you are actually more than I am, so to hear that you don't believe in it gives more credence to the facts.